I'm sure that most of you here have seen the movie The Wizard of Oz. Yes?
Yes.
Do you remember that scene near the end of the movie The Wizard of Oz where Dorothy, the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Lion finally encounter the wizard, whose booming voice they hear in flames and thunder and clouds of smoke? Then Dorothy's dog Toto pulls back a green curtain, exposing the man and the machinery behind the wizard's voice. And now revealed for who he is, the wizard shouts, "Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain." My friends, on this second Sunday of Lent, it's customary to proclaim the gospel account of Jesus' transfiguration. And the story of Jesus, the transfiguration of Jesus, is something like that scene. Except it's the exact opposite. In the gospel story, Jesus leads Peter, James, and John up a high mountain by themselves. And in their midst is transfigured before their very eyes. Jesus' clothes become dazzling white, like the angel at the resurrection. And Elijah and Moses appear beside Jesus. Brothers and sisters, the transfiguration brings us near and up close to a light that we sometimes turn away from, to a voice whose word we often miss in the noise of our daily lives. When Jesus is transfigured before Peter, James, and John, the curtain of his humanity is pulled aside, if you will. But unlike the unveiling of the Wizard of Oz, what's revealed here is the truth. When the curtain of Jesus' humanity is pulled back, it is Jesus' divinity that is revealed. The wizard told Dorothy and her friends, "Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain." But Jesus invites us to do exactly the opposite. The curtain is pulled back precisely so that Jesus' friends might see him for who he is and pay attention to the Lord in our lives. My friends, Dorothy and her friends followed the yellow brick road to Oz. Peter and James and John went up to the top of the mountain. So, brothers and sisters, where then do we go to look for the Lord Jesus? Well, certainly we come here to this faith community, to this table of Word and Eucharist to find the Lord Jesus. Because the Lord Jesus is here in this gathered assembly, in the scriptures proclaimed, and in the breaking of the bread. My friends, when we come to Eucharist, we climb to this mountaintop where the Lord pulls back the curtain and in word and in sacrament shows himself to us. In the gospel story, Jesus walked up the mountain and back down the mountain in the company of his friends. Likewise, Jesus has been with us since last we gathered in this sacred space. And not even for a moment did Jesus ever leave our side. Jesus is with us always, in our joys, in our sorrows, in our successes and in our failures, in our hopes and in our disappointments. We may have ignored the Lord Jesus, but he is here with us. My friends, Lent is a time for looking for the ways the Lord Jesus pulls aside the curtain between him and us to let us see more clearly who Jesus is and where he is in every moment of our day, of our lives. The season of Lent calls us to transfiguration, to transform the coldness, the sadness, and despair around us through the compassion and love of Jesus Christ. The Anglican Archbishop Emeritus of Cape Town, South Africa, Desmond Tutu, once said, "God places us in the world as God's fellow workers, agents of transfiguration. We work with God so that injustice is transfigured into justice, so that there will be more laughter and joy, so that there will be more togetherness in God's world." As we journey through this Lenten springtime, we desire to have said of us what was said of Jesus in that moment of the Transfiguration. "This is my Son, my chosen one. Listen to him." Isn't this the desire of every Christian, to know that our God takes great delight in us, knowing that he loved us before we were born? My friends, in the Eucharist, the curtain is pulled aside, and in the gifts of bread and wine, there is revealed the divinity of Christ, who showed himself on the mountain to be our Redeemer, and who shows himself on this Eucharistic table to be the same Christ Jesus, our Savior. We are reminded that as a priest or deacon commingles the water with the wine at the preparation of the gifts, he says quietly, "By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity." Brothers and sisters, today we accept the mission and the ministry of a follower of Christ. Through baptism, we are called to a journey filled with many moments which will transfigure us. But we also know that sometimes the journey of life also follows a difficult and rocky road, like the death of a loved one, the loss of a job, disappointments, failures, pain, and illness. And we who are followers of Jesus are not exempt from such a path. The path to our future glory passes through the ups and downs of life, whether exciting or filled with suffering, as Jesus knew. And we must experience both mountains, Tabor and Golgotha, in order to see the glory of God. The Transfiguration teaches us that God's brilliant life included death, and there is no way around it, only through it. And that glory passes through the Paschal mystery, Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection, paving the way for our journey home. Thus, my friends, the season of Lent becomes our public proclamation that we are a people who eagerly await the coming of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.